Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me today, thanks for staying with me, thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us today because we've got Stuart Tomk with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart has got decades of experience in the field of nutritional medicine. He's an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements. He's a respected consultant, former consultant with the World Health Organization. You may have seen him on television, heard him on other radio programs. Today, he's an educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals, and he's our new friend, Stuart Tomk. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Jim, for having me here on the show today. Very excited to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. You know, folks, this is a little joke on me. Here I am. We're going to be talking about memory and doing things to improve your memory and everything. And off the air, I was telling Stuart about our mutual friend, folks, Pierce Howard, who wrote the book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. I was just telling Stuart, see what I was telling you about that, and in the middle of trying to tell you who he was, this is a guy who's been on my show 100 times in the last 8 years, almost, and I couldn't come up with his name. So, folks, the joke's on me. And anyway, his name is Pierce Howard, and the book is called The Owner's Manual for the Brain. It's a good one. Something that I know that you guys are kindred spirits, you and Pierce, because he does a lot of work in this area. But let's talk about memory. I was telling the audience, as you know, Stuart, my audience are small business owners and people who are interested in small business. And we always have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And that means that inside those heads that we have, the motherboards and the hard drives need to be defragged and highly functioning, don't they?
They certainly do. What we find is that most of us, because of the fat food choices that we make on a daily basis and the fat food choices that we've made, this is very interesting, that our parents made and their parents made and their parents made, it appears as if the fat that we consume has a very direct connection to our ability to multitask, our ability to wear those many hats, and even on a cellular level, our ability to transmit information from cell to cell, like the spark plug firing in the brain, ultimately boils down, Jim, to the fat that we eat and the kind of fat that we ate growing up and the kind of fat that our parents ate.
Well, now tell me how, I don't understand how my parents' fat is a legacy for me. What is that? I don't see the connection there. Tell me about it.
Well, it's an emerging area of science, and it's extremely fascinating. It's sort of known as epigenetics and the role of nutrition in what we call genetic expression. So what we find is, in many respects, a good analogy would be that we bioaccumulate all of the decisions in terms of dietary decisions, in terms of toxic exposure, Jim, that our parents have had and their parents and their parents. So we're sort of born at this point, most of us, with a deficit and a deficiency of the proper kinds of brain healthy fats. And here's what that means to the average person. What we now understand, Jim, we've all heard omega-3, eat fish for the brain. Grandma said fish is brain food. But where's the science? There's now more science than ever. If you don't have enough omega-3 in your brain right now while you're listening to this show, we are experiencing, anyone that is deficient in omega-3 experiences a 1,000-fold reduction in brain cell to brain cell communication.
Wow.
And if you're a small business owner and you're juggling a lot of chainsaws, that's not something that you want.
Now, I want to come back to this genetic thing. This is fascinating. While you were saying that, I kept thinking about the scripture that says, the fathers ate sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Have you ever heard that passage?
No, it was crystal clear, but now science is proving it. We now also understand, this is also fascinating, that we might have a genetic predisposition for a condition, say, in the case of memory issues, can't remember stuff, dementia, Alzheimer's, we might have a precondition for that genetically. Mm-hmm. But it's the food that we eat that's ultimately the hammer that strikes that and causes that chain reaction.
Right. And so if I'm born, let's say I was born with this genetic deficit, can I overcome that?
Yes,
or am I doomed?
Yes, no, you're not doomed. That's what makes this such an optimistic and exciting show. See, the more that we learn about the brain, the majority of it's made out of fat.
Right.
It's also, when someone calls me a fathead, it's a compliment, right?
It's mostly water, but a lot of fat, right?
Right. And so when we look at the fat food choices that we've made, if most Americans over, say, since 1911 when we created margarine, right, have been eating the less than appropriate fats for the brain, Pam and Spam and Ding Dongs, Chicken Nuggets, Ho-Hos and Krispy Kremes, we have slowed down the potential of that brain cell to brain cell communication. We've also learned this is fascinating, that the lack of proper fats drives inflammation, which is what has been causing the plaque to build up in the brain that we now know is related to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Wow. And what are the you mentioned margarine and Pam and all that sort of thing. What are the really bad fats and what are the really good fats?
Well, we now know for sure, with national news last year, that the trans fatty acids were absolutely like eating stroke and heart attack snacks.
Right.
And they were.
Let's talk about some real. Let's name some names. What are some, maybe not brand names, but what are some types of food that would be with? Where do trans fats come from?
Well, these are what we call new-to-nature fats, and they're man-made. They're not naturally occurring, okay? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they do things, I don't want to be too technical here, but they do things to the fats so that they can help preserve food for long, long, long periods of time.
So if you're eating a lot of processed food, you're getting a lot of trans fats.
Yes. Now, this gets very interesting. If you have made the switch, you see the potato chip companies, we won't mention them by name, now they're saying no more trans fatty acids, but we're using these refined vegetable oils. You've seen this?
Yes.
Okay? So now listen, that's like switching seats on the Titanic. Because the refined vegetable oils drive inflammation. See, here's the balance. You've got omega-6s and omega-3s. Our goal is very simple. We want to increase our omega-3 consumption and reduce our omega-6 consumption. Mm-hmm. Omega-6, however, Jim, is insidious. It's in corn oil, vegetable, sunflower, safflower.
We can't get away from it. We can't get away from that stuff.
You can, but it requires due diligence and effort on our behalf.
Well, you got to turn into a hermit and live in a cave.
Or just start reading every label.
You gotta eat nuts and twigs and roots and you know things like that and get away with it. I mean, you can't. It's hard to live a modern life and get away with it. I guess you can, but it's hard. Stand by. We're gonna come right back. We're gonna work on this omega 6 thing, folks. We gotta get rid of that. We gotta build up our omega 3s, and we're gonna talk about that right after these messages. Stay with us. A little bit of Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and glad you're here. Stuart Tumpke is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. T-O-M-C is how you spell his last name. He is an educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals. Who are they?
Nordic Naturals is a Norwegian-based omega-3 fish oil company.
And they sell vitamins and pills and things like fish pills and fish oil pills and things like that.
That's all we do is just fish oil.
Yeah. How about that?
And we are the industry leader in clinical research and biosustainable fish oil. So that's why it's an exciting job for me as an educator. You know, when I can get on your show and reference, say, a study, for example, that relates to this with anxiety. Mm-hmm. Right? We had talked before you and I went on the air that mental health disorders.
Yeah. Tell the audience about this new report from the WHO.
That mental health disorders will outrank cancer by the year 2020.
This is globally now, they're thinking?
This is globally. Outrank cancer by the year 2020. Ready? As the second leading cause of disability.
Wow.
Now, that's where the health care cost burden is. When you're expired and you've passed on, you're gone.
Right. We don't have no more maintenance after that.
No, but for mental health disorders. So this is interesting. When you look at some of the data coming out on what we're talking about today and the brain-boosting power of omega-3 fatty acids, one study, for example, recently published in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology, Jim, showed an 80% reduction in anxiety in 4 months.
Wow.
Now, that's huge. There's a new study that also came out of UCLA, which was really exciting, showing how omega-3 can and will protect the brain from Alzheimer's by increasing the production of a protein known as LR11. LR11 is the protein that eats away at the plaque that causes dementia and Alzheimer's. As I said earlier, the ratio of not enough of this omega-3, which we get from sardines and anchovies and cod, and too much omega-6 causes
the
plaque.
How about salmon and halibut and things like that?
Good to eat. We've got to be concerned about levels of mercury, PCBs, and dioxins, however.
All right.
Don't want to consume too much of the larger fish.
So you're saying cod and sardines. Now, see, I don't like sardines and anchovies. I like cod, but not the other two. Now, I like anchovies in my Caesar dressing. That's okay, but that's it.
Have you ever eaten a can of sardines?
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't want sardines. No sardines, thank you very much. I'd rather have your little fish pills that you've processed for me so they don't taste bad.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said about that and grandma's old-fashioned cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil. I remember that.
And it's come a long way. It doesn't taste fishy like it used to.
Right.
It doesn't have any fishy repeat or fishy smell.
But it's a pill now, right, or a capsule or something?
It's a liquid and
it's a
capsule.
Okay.
And that's why I want listeners to ask your physician. Don't just go to a health food store. I mean, you can, but ask your physician about the science behind omega-3, because at this point, Jim, the evidence is so overwhelming. Not only have you noticed, I'm sure you have, that they're putting it in eggs, in milk, in orange juice. There's 11,800 studies, two thumbs up from the FDA, the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association. So this is no longer folk medicine.
Right.
This is big-time anti-aging therapy.
Mm-hmm. So now, can I live a regular life like most people, and I don't work really, really hard to get away from all trans fats because I just, you know, I like my chips or I like my donut or whatever. Can I overcome that with omega-3? Can I sort of fight that off with omega-3, or what do you think?
In theory, you can. There was a study done recently with two groups of pigs from the head of the neurosurgery department at Pittsburgh School of Medicine. One group gave Krispy Kremes to the pigs. The other group gave Krispy Kremes and fish oil to see if he could lower their triglycerides, which the doctor did, lower their bad cholesterol, raise their good cholesterol, which the doctor did, and lower their level of inflammation, which the doctor did, just with the introduction of omega-3. Ideally, however, it would be best to restrict those trans, which now the government's done it. They made a big deal about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder to get trans fatty acids than ever. We just need
how
more omega-3.
How much omega-3 do I need in a day?
1,000 milligrams.
And I take that in a pill if I want to, right? If I can't get it through. The dark leafy stuff like spinach, broccoli, that has omega-3s, right?
It has a little bit. Purslane, which is a green leafy vegetable, kale, those usually have the best. You find some in flax seeds and walnuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard walnuts is good brain food.
It is.
Better than the other nuts.
Ultimately, however, fish, grandma was right. It's what we call preformed. See, there's one of these omega-3s known as DHA.
Right.
And DHA in the brain is critical for that electrical firing. So it's really like changing the spark plugs in your brain. It's like having 16 screens open. You talk about multitasking, downloading information, the fax is coming in, the doorbell's ringing, the kids or the grandkids are screaming, the car alarm's going outside, and you can deal with it much, much more efficiently if your brain has enough omega-3 fatty acids.
You also have to drink water. I believe water is the key. Because don't you? I mean, you got to have plenty of water in your body. You got to be hydrated.
No doubt, and most people are dehydrated. The two things work very, very well together. And ultimately, the goal is we now understand the pathophysiology of these depressive disorders, bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, and we know that it's driven by inflammation, as is dementia and Alzheimer's. So, folks, if you're hearing this for the first time, talk to your doctor about protecting your brain with omega-3. The science is valid.
You got a website, Stuart?
NordicNaturals.com.
All right, folks, check it out. Hey, Stuart, thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day?
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed having you here. Thanks for the good stuff. Folks, get your omega-3s. Get rid of the omega-6s. Quick break. Right back with Bernard Goldberg right here on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Where is the bottle, mama? It's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.